Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hands up and just shout. Come on, just shout. Come on, come on, give him a shout. Come on, give him another shout. Let's call him Jesus. Call him Jesus. What a wonder.
What a wonder you are.
We call him
Jesus.
What a wonder.
What a wonder you are.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
What a wonder.
What a wonder you are.
Come on, let's call him, y'all. Call him Jesus. You know to be a wonder, don't you, baby? Oh, Jesus. What a wonder. We'll call it on your name. Oh, Jesus. He can do anything. He's a doctor in the sick room. Anybody sick in here right now? Anybody know anybody sick? Lift your hands up. Hey, I said, he's a doctor in the sick room. When I say that this time, go to praising God. Hey, I said, he's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. He's everything. He's everything. He's everything you need. He's everything you need. He's everything you need. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently and that seek him. So call Jesus. Call Jesus.
Somebody calling. What a wonder you are. I'm calling you out this morning, Jesus. What a wonder you are, by Juanita Byman. Before, you used to listen to the lyrics. Now I listen to the words, and it's awesome. You're giving the Lord Jesus Christ all the praise and glory. Well, praise the Lord this morning. We're on early Sunday morning prayer. We're so thankful for you joining us this morning, and we're so thankful to our Lord and Savior that allow us to come on to this broadcast. It truly is an honor that he would choose us to open up this broadcast with early Sunday morning prayer. We just want to extend a bereavement to our dear mother, Charity. She's on the line all the time, Monday through Friday with us. But she lost her sister 3 or 4 days ago. And then after that, she lost her niece. So please pray for Mother Charity and her family, that the Lord would comfort them, the Lord would be there with them. He would place his angels encamped around about them, because, you know, when somebody passed away into your family, you know, your heart has hurt you. You don't know which way to go, but we're just praying that the Lord would touch them and lead them and guide them and give them peace and comfort in this time of bereavement. We also pray for our prophet, Pastor Michael Lewis, that he lost his daughter about a week and a half ago, and her name was Tracy Self. And when the Bible say, when you're not here on earth, you're with the Lord in the presence. And she made peace and calling, and she went on to be with the Lord. So keep him in prayer that the Lord would touch him and comfort him, and that he would go forth and do the work and the will, the more that the Lord has set for him. Well, we just thank you. We thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. I thank you that you allow me to come on this broadcast, Lord, and open up for early morning prayer, Sunday morning prayer. You gave us this opportunity, and we don't take it lightly. We just thank you and praise you for this opportunity. Lord, if I said or done anything that was against your throne or sin or whatever the reason, Lord, that's not pleasing to your will and your way according to your holy word, I repent, because, you know, we don't want anybody's prayer or the prayer request that we're calling up to you from heaven to be hindered because of what I've said or done or acted or didn't forgive. Lord, receive. I'm praying that you receive it from me and have my heart clean before you, before I go out to call out prayer for your people, for the world, for everywhere that you have it to want it to go this morning, and we thank you for it. Lord, we just thank you because you are our God and you are our Savior. What can we do without you? Hallelujah. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we will fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for laying us down last night with a peaceful sleep, Lord Jesus, and waking us up this morning on the right time to come on this broadcast before we go or wherever they go into the houses of assembly, Lord Jesus. We ask you to anoint the pastors in each and every one of these congregations, Lord Jesus, that when you send your people in, that they don't leave out the same way that they came in. Lord, that they would open up altar calls all over the United States and all over the world, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that they would allow your people to come to the altar, because that's your altar, and you know who you thus say the Lord you're sending there to get a word, to get healing, to get delivered. We want to see miracles set up in these congregations. Hallelujah. The lame coming in and they can walk. Hallelujah. After you touch them and give them a word. Hallelujah. And they go forth and do the will that you have asked them to do, Lord. We pray for all the pastors, the bishops, the apostles, the prophets, the teachers. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We pray for all of them, your witness team, your missionary workers, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that they would come and pray and be anointed. Hallelujah, from you, from heaven. Hallelujah, and repent of their sins, Lord Jesus, whatever it may be, so that it don't hinder. So when you send your people into this congregation, hallelujah, that they can leave out of that church. If they're in a wheelchair, that they leave out rolling up the wheelchair and walking. And all we can have is we want to hear them say, you go over there to St. John's or St. Jude's, whichever one you say that they're in, Lord Jesus, because it's miracles, it's healing over there, and it's the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ himself, touching the people and healing them, just like in the book, hallelujah, in the book of Acts, where the Acts is an action word, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we just want you to touch them and anoint them. Hallelujah, and we thank you for this opportunity, Lord. We just don't take it lightly. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We're praying for families, Lord. Hallelujah, we're praying for the husband and wife team, Lord, that you have assembly, that you have put together, and their families, Lord. Hallelujah, we're praying for the marriages, Lord, that you heal and you deliver and you set them back in order, because you said that the families and the matter is you, Lord. And we just thank you for this opportunity that you've given us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify your holy name. You know, Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough this morning, because you're just like the song say, you're a wonder in our soul. And you know, Lord Jesus, you got plans for us. God plans for us. Hallelujah. It's God who work in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Hallelujah, we just thank you. Hallelujah, and praise you, the Lord. I will guard you. Hallelujah, you along the path, best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Hallelujah, Lord, that's so awesome that you watch over us and you have the plans for our life. We don't know, but you know, Lord Jesus, and you protect us and guard us and you deliver us to your will and your way in this congregation and in this heavenly earth that you sent in, that you made of your people. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it, Lord, and we praise you, and we just give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. Lord Jesus, we just pray for each and every person that come on this line. Evangelist, our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, always say, this is family. This is family, and we got to stick together. Sometimes families don't all see eye to eye, but then when it's about that, you can come on because you know you got your sister or your brother, hallelujah, right there with you, Lord. And we just thank you for it, Lord. We ask you to bless them. Hallelujah. Bless their homes, Lord. You know what we stand in need of, Lord. You know our DNA. You know every strand of hair that's on our head. You know our address. Hallelujah. And you know what you have put in us from the foundation of the world, Lord, for do your will and your purpose, and you place us where you will have us to be placed. We look up and we may baby. You may have born us, and I know I'm from Philadelphia. You may have born me from Philadelphia. I had no idea that I was going to be in California, but you know. So, hallelujah. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity that you have given us Monday to Friday to be on this broadcast. Hallelujah, and call out and hear a godly word from the godly men and women and anointed that you have sent on this broadcast to bring a word. And you have had the ones to come on with a listening ear and an open heart. Hallelujah, all through 2 years and 8 months, going on 9 months, Lord Jesus, you have sent that anointed word on this earth for your people. Hallelujah. And Lord, it has healed me. It has delivered me. And it has set me free in a lot of areas that I thought I was free in. But Lord, when you get to examine yourself and you see that it's in your mind but not in your heart, hallelujah, that it need to be cleaned out. And we thank you for that opportunity. We thank you for the chat room. We thank you for all the Twitter, Facebook, everything that you have assembled with this technology so that it can go not only in the United States but all over the world. We love you this morning, Jesus, and we praise you. Hallelujah. We just want to be led by you. Hallelujah. Be guided by you and directed and open our path, Lord, that we may choose your plan and create in us. Hallelujah, a clean heart and a right spirit, Lord Jesus, that when we go out as Evangelist Bernard, our founding host, hallelujah, is back in New Orleans, her hometown, and then the Lord said, go. She said, G-O, and she packed up and went, and Lord, you have been blessed. Lord, we ask you to bless her, to watch over, to keep her. You know what she's standing in need of. Hallelujah, you've taken her higher into her ministry, Lord. And this crusade, Lord Jesus, we want to pray for the ones that's bringing the word, Lord, and the ones that they're reaching out with, knocking on doors and going out to witness in the hedges and highway, Lord Jesus, and compel men and women and boys and girls to come into the kingdom of God, because you have it already set up. We pray for our mother, Sister Barbara, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for her siblings, especially Sister Dawn. She's on here all the time, and Jarvis and her family. Lord, we pray for Danielle. Hallelujah, because we know them doors, they're going to be open in just a few minutes, because your word shall come to pass. If you said it and you spoke it, it shall come to pass. And we thank you and praise you, and we magnify your holy name for everything that you have done for us. Hallelujah, and the more, Lord Jesus, we just thank you. We just thank you for the healing. We just thank you for the comfort. We just thank you for the finances. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, because you watch over us. Hallelujah, and you care about us, Lord Jesus, and you send us in different locations. Hallelujah, zip codes, Lord Jesus, where we can come in and do your will in your way. And we just, and Lord, we ask you to keep us and direct us and keep us holy, because your 66 books of the Bible are holy, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for this this prayer. We thank you for allowing us to be on this prayer. We thank you for each and every person that you saint that you have woke up this morning to come on this prayer and hear their voice if they want to pray, Lord Jesus. And you know who that is. And we thank you and we praise you and we love you and we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Nothing we take for ourselves. We got to humble ourselves so when we look up, Lord, that we can see that it's not about us, but it's about you. And the only way we can come forth in the kingdom of the God, your heavenly kingdom, Lord Jesus, is that we understand that the only way we're going to go forth is that you bring us to where we need to be, not with ourselves, not boasting and on and on and on, Lord. So we thank you and praise you. And, Lord Jesus, I see our founding host is on. We pray for each and everybody. I think I see Sister Corinthian, Evangelist Corinthian on, Sister Renita, hallelujah, and Sister Dawn. And, Lord Jesus, we go on this field. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we're going to our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Hallelujah. Evangelist.
Hey. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to yield my time to Sister Corinthian or Sister Renita and let them go forth in prayer. God bless.
Okay, Sister Corinthian.
Ah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, give us Jesus. Praise. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, give us Jesus. Praise. Thank you, we stand wrong. Thank you, Jesus. Forgive us the things that we've done wrong. Forgive us the things that we thought wrong. God, we come that you might forgive us,
that you would cleanse us from all unholiness and all unrighteousness, Lord Jesus. God, we come this morning, Lord Jesus, that our praise will be a sweet-smelling savior to your nostrils, Almighty God. In the precious, mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning to give you the fruit of our lips, Almighty God. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you this morning, Almighty God. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for another chance and another opportunity to come before your presence one more time, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness unto us, Almighty God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, being clothed in our right minds. We thank you for the activities of our limbs. We thank you for daily loading us with benefits, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for never being late, but always being on time. We thank you for nothing missing, nothing broken this day in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you will go before us today in every crooked pathway, that you will straighten it in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we want to say thank you today, Lord. Lord, we bless this day, God. We bless this day today to be a day of thanksgiving, to be a day of praise and worship, to be a day of love. God, we just bless this day today. God, today, Lord Jesus, I come on the behalf of Sister Adrian Bernard, Lord. Lord Jesus, I come on the behalf of her siblings, God, her mother, Lord Jesus, and her son, God. God, you promised. You promised, God, and we know that your word will not turn back to you void, but your word will accomplish that which you said for it to do. And you promised to save her mother. You promised to save her siblings, and you promised to save her son. God, it was a promise. You said the promise was unto Sister Adrian and to her and to all those that are far off, God, to her children and to those that are far from, because you promised it, God. We're looking for you to save them in the mighty name of Jesus. You said that you would, that none would perish. You said it, God. We didn't say it, but you said it, God. And this morning, we come to remind you of your word, God. And God, we're coming on the behalf of salvation for these souls and Sister Adrian's family, God. We're coming on the behalf of their soul, God, that none would be lost in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. God, Sister Adrian saved a long time, God. Lord, she might not have been perfect, God, but she's been faithful, God, and she's been planting seeds in the ground, God, and it's time for those seeds to come up, God, and I'm asking you to make haste in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you to make haste in the mighty name of Jesus to move some stuff out of the way, Lord, and cause her siblings and her mother and her son to come on into the fold, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you to break up the stony ground, and I'm asking you, God, to heal the land in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I'm asking you to bless her today, God. Bless her with as much as she can handle without sinning against you, God. You said that you will cause men to give unto her bosom. Pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall man give unto her bosom, God. And I'm asking you to open some doors for her on this week, God. Open some doors, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember the crusade, Almighty God. Lord, you said you would that none would perish, and I'm asking you to remember the crusade, God, to give us holy boldness, give us words of wisdom, God, and I'm asking you to send us to those lost souls in the mighty name of Jesus. In the precious, mighty name of Jesus, God, you know all about Sister Ruby, God. She's been faithful, God. She's been faithful, God, and I'm asking you to remember her today. I'm asking you to enlarge her territory and bless her indeed, God. She's been a giver, God. She's gave. She's gave even when she didn't have to give, God, and I'm asking you to remember, God, and to forget not her labors of love. But I'm asking you to bless her indeed in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Let the devil be bounced and scattered on every hand concerning her, and his works being void and of no effect. tonight in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Do a new thing in her life, God. Take her in higher heights and deeper dead in you, God. Draw her so close to you that no air can come between you and her in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you to finish the work that you started on this broadcast. I'm asking you to finish the work in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Finish the work, God. Finish the work, God. Finish the work in the mighty name of Jesus. You said that you will build your church up on the rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, God. And don't let the gates of hell prevail against this broadcast in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Finish the work that you started, God. And God, I'm asking you to go before us today while we go to our appointed churches, God, and let your anointing sit upon us and rest, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that anointing that will destroy the yoke, that anointing that will set the captive free. The captives need to be free today, God, and I'm asking you to loose the bands of the wicked and set them free. In the mighty name of Jesus, set the oppressed free, God. I'm asking you to heal and deliver and make whole. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking for miracles to be performed today, God. I'm asking for blessings seen and unseen, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come today in your name, God. You told us to come boldly before the throne of grace and to make our requests known, God, and we come bold before you, Lord, but yet humble in your presence, God. We come bold, God, and we come to take you at your word in the precious mighty name of Jesus, for we know that you watched over your word. Hasten to perform it, God, and we thank you for it being done today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glorious, 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 Jesus.
Ooh, hallelujah,
my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We praise you.
You're worthy, Jesus.
Ooh, worthy is the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus.
Thank you,
you're
Jesus.
Worthy, Jesus. You're worthy,
hallelujah.
Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus.
Hey,
you're
Lord.
Worthy, Jesus. Lord, we bless you this hour, Lord. We bless you this hour, Jesus. Lord, we come to bless your holy name, Jesus. We come to bless your name, Jesus. We come to bless your name, Almighty God. Lord, you said the kingdom suffers violence, and the violence taketh by force in the mighty name of Jesus. And this morning, we come to bust the devil. Lord, the devil has come and tried to rob us for so many years. He's robbed us. He's robbed our families, Lord Jesus. He robbed our finances, Almighty God. Lord, he's robbed joy and peace, Lord Jesus, and happiness. And God, you said if he get caught, he got to give it back seven times in the day. We come to arrest the devil. We come to tell you what the devil has stole from us, God, because we want it all back in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, sister, Ruby, pray for families today. God, I'm asking you to remember the families today, God, that you would bind families together today, God, and make them one in you. God, remember the marriages today, God, that you would bind marriages together today, God, and make them one in you. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, God, I'm asking that you would, and that we would in no way, Almighty God, grieve the Holy Ghost and to who we are sealed to until the day of redemption, God, that you would let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouths, but that which is good, that it may edify and minister grace unto the hearers in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, bridle our tongues and let our words have a praise thee. Let the words of our mouth leave no room for doubt in the mighty name of Jesus. God, rebuke the devourer of confusion for our sake, God, and let peace abide, that peace that surpass all understanding in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Heaven, I feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace and our loins being girded up with truth, the helmet of salvation, God, the shield of faith that we will be able to protect, the fiery darts of the wicked, God, that we can quench the fiery darts of the wicked, God. You said that you would not have us ignorant to the devil's device, so I pray that you would show us Satan's tactics in advance in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, we take the sword of the Spirit. We take your word today, God. Let your word be engrafted into our hearts, God. Let your word be forever engrafted into our hearts, Almighty God. Then we won't sin against you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, God, clothe us with humility today, God. Let us walk in humility today, God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. You said if we humble ourselves, God, that you would exalt us, God, and let us walk in humility today, God. Help us to stay little, God, to stay low in the precious mighty name of Jesus. In the precious mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for these prayers today, going places that we can't go, reaching heights that we don't see, God. We thank you for these prayers today, bringing about a change and a turnaround in somebody else's life, God, in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for freedom today. We thank you for freedom today in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for freedom today in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, sweet Jesus.
Yes, sweet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, sweet Jesus. Jesus,
hallelujah.
We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, feel God in your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus, we bless you, Jesus. Jesus, we bless you, Jesus.
Thank you,
oh,
Lord.
We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank
we bless you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Lord, I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. We praise, thank you, Lord. We thank God for Evangelist Corinthian coming on and praying this morning. Lord, we're going to close out. She dropped off maybe. We thank you for Sister Anita being on. Bless her, Lord Jesus, God, a protector, a family, Lord. You know what she's saying in need of. We thank you so much for leading her to this Blog Talk broadcast, New Destiny Ministries. Hallelujah. We love you, love her for it, Lord Jesus. Her heart is so pure for want to come out to work in the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for Sister Dawn. Hallelujah. The Evangelist Bernard, oldest sister, she's on this broadcast every day. And if she can't talk, she's hearing what thus say the Lord say to his precious people on this earth. And we ask you to bless Jarvis and her household and family. And, Lord, to bless her health and strength because you know what she's standing in need of. Hallelujah. And we thank you so much today, Lord Jesus, that you have heard the voices of your saints, not just my voice, but the voices of your saints coming on and praying or listening or got a listen ear so that they can hear and receive what does the Lord say. Lord, we thank you for them this morning. We thank you for the chat room. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the listening ears all over the world. We thank you for we're not just in the United States. We're all over the world. And, Lord Jesus, we don't know where you send in your word, but you send your word all over the world. And we thank you and we praise you and we give you all the glory. Hallelujah. And we give you all the praise. And we just thank you because you knew everything that was going to happen before we even got on this broadcast. You knew who was going to be on this broadcast, and you knew who would be able to bring a prayer to you or that to listen with a listening ear. Hallelujah, that it may touch them. Lord, we thank you. And as they go forth on their daily congregation today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless them, protect them, guide them, and direct them. Lord, and fill them the more with your precious Holy Ghost and the pastors, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the anointing be in the house of the Lord. And we thank you and we praise you. And we're going to close out with that. Evangelist Bernard had problems with her line, so, and she gave her time up to Sister Corinthian and Sister Renita and Sister Dawn don't normally have anything to, you know, to say. But we just thank her for being on, and we're going to close out. That was God is Here by Juanita Byman. God bless. Have a blessed day. We love you, and we'll see you tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock p.m. California time. God bless. We're closing out now. God bless, Sister Dawn. Always on. Thank you.